Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Speaking of bosses, that's Jennifer Carson and her team at the Live Love Memphis Group at the Real Estate Agency. When it comes to these market conditions, you need the best of the best to make sure that you're making the right decision, to make sure that you're getting the most for your home, to make sure that it's being marketed correctly. Maybe what you were doing in the past wasn't working. Well, they can get in there and see exactly what was not working for you and make sure that it starts working for you. Get you the most money for your home, get you the best deal on the buying side. That is what they do every single day, regardless of conditions in the market. Just reach out. SodaLiveLoveMemphis.com.
Yep. I'll just keep it simple. Jennifer Carson's the best at what she does. It was an absolute privilege to have her setting us up, selling my home for exactly what she said initially she was going to get for it, and then putting us in our dream home as well, and she lined it all up. I promise you, we are so thankful to her all these years later, 4 years later. She's put us in a much better place. She can do that for you, even as a first-time home buyer. You're living in that apartment. You're paying rent. That landlord's putting it towards his or her mortgage. Now, you could be putting it one towards yours, putting that money towards yours, building up equity. That's the way to go, and that's what Jennifer specializes in. She's out to decrease rentership in Memphis, increase home ownership. Let her show you the pathway, 901-625-5200. Again, 625-5200. It is the Live Love Memphis and Live Love DeSoto teams at the Real Estate Agency. Every day at this time, we do the rundown. Let's go.
Now, it's the rundown presented by Trippett Insurance. Trippett Insurance at 6462 Stage Road in Bartlett. Depend on your local insurance agent. Trippett Insurance at 901-365-1472. Online at trippettagency.com. The rundown with the biggest stories of the day from Jason and John on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
One more time, Brad. How does Skip Bayless do it?
It's a parade inside my city, yeah. It's a parade inside my city, yeah.
Straight home win for the Grizzlies last night, 130-125, fourth straight overall. We saw, too, the on-court return of Ja Morant that we've talked about. Off the bench, 17 points, 4 rebounds, 5 assists, 2 steals, a block in 24 minutes. Also, we didn't talk about this, took a key charge late. That's always a good team thing to do, and that was the right call after the initial wrong call. They got that right. Ja Morant took a big charge there late. And again, that's the kind of team stuff that you love to see for a guy who's trying to sort of, you know, get back on the right page with his guys, and certainly came back to the team Monday with hat in hand. That's one of those plays that can help you get back there quickly. Listen, it wasn't going to take Ja long. But plays like that, the dunk over Kenyon Martin Jr. early. I never liked his daddy. You had to respect him.
Yep.
But part of that rivalry, man. His dad was ferocious, too. His son's got a different game. It's a different game he plays. Don't want to get too off track here. This is about the Memphis Grizzlies. It's about Ja Morant being back. It's about being 31-5 at home now. Impressive. We said hopefully by the end of this week you'd be 32-5. Houston played you pretty tight.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you could say their starting lineup, John, I don't know if you like looked at the box score, but I want to tell you their starters combined are 118 points of the 125. They just got nothing off the bench. There is talent there.
That's why we were talking about it yesterday.
It doesn't necessarily fit great together. There's certainly no bench, but they got dudes.
They do.
It's just they got it's really five dudes.
Right.
I mean, it's a starting lineup,
well,
essentially.
I'll give them six with Tari.
No, you're right. Easton's good.
Yeah, I'll give him six.
He didn't have a good night, though.
Yeah, no, I mean, look, they're young, so it's going to be really volatile.
Interesting to see how Wembanyama would fit in that mix if they won the lottery.
Well, I mean, obviously, Kenyon Martin would probably be the odd man out there, right?
Yeah. I mean, he had 31 last night. He got dunked on, but he had a good game.
Yeah. He would probably be the eye man out there, but.
Oh, you're probably right.
I mean, Sengun is a stud.
Entrenched.
Yeah.
I would say.
He's got that. He plays booty like ball. That's what Sengun does.
Yeah. He's 11 of 15.
Yeah. He's a load down there. And he's got some.
There's some
touch. It's just unbelievable.
They won't let Silas be the coach when it's time for them to really get good. You already know how that's going to go.
Unfortunately not, which I hate, you know. It's like
I do too.
You're getting the money now, but it's like, you know, if you're
just being in charge of the pups. You know how this goes.
I'll say this. I feel like if you navigate a tank job and you do it in a
competitive
way,
the manner, they have.
Like I feel like that is coaching. You know, like ultimately, I'm sure he's been given the direction from the front office in one way or the other. Like, hey, like don't go out of your way here to try to win these games. We'd like to have Wembanyama in a Rockets uniform, or at least have a chance to have him in a Rockets uniform. But you know, those dudes do compete. I've been high on them. You know this. I've been high on them for and Silas for going back to the end of last year. Like, I think they have a lot of ingredients here. Where if they get one or two guys, they got to get a vet. That they just have to. They have no veterans on that team. I mean, Eric Gordon is where he's somewhere else.
Clippers.
Now. Yeah. So they don't have any vets on that team right now. So that is a disaster waiting to happen. But if they just went out and they added like a PJ Tucker, you know what I'm saying, who is at the top of every veteran wish list I've ever put together, you know, but somebody of that ilk, they could be a play-in team very, very fast. Like quicker than most people probably believe.
I wish we had like a swear jar so that every time John brings up PJ, you could dump something put something in the jar.
Because
it's ridiculous.
Everybody has that random player that they appreciate, you know? Mine is PJ. I know what he does to teams.
Mine is Malik Monk.
Exactly. He's no less random than freaking PJ.
Who's yours, BC? Who's your random? You can't say Maxie here. You can't say Maxie's not random.
Random.
You've liked him for two. We need random. Maxie's good. Right?
I haven't
Maxie's good.
Navigated
not random
to random players.
You have a random one?
I love
Bane.
I like Bane. Maxie. Those are now mainstream.
You got a random
one?
Though?
I try to pick random players that are actually going to be future good players. Mm.
You didn't have one at all.
No. Yeah.
Well, first of all, Malik and PJ are both really good at what they do. They're not.
PJ Tucker's a good player.
He's
on the downside.
He is, but they only need
playoff,
him to do one
dude.
Thing. Exactly right. Like he is the guy who you
hit
deploy.
Corner three. He's 3-and-D, but old man 3-and-D.
He's the kind really of player in the playoffs, which makes Philadelphia like better
absolutely.
Than they would
dude,
be.
He's still absolutely. A good corner three shooter.
Don't forget, he's the Durant stopper.
Yes, with you just sick him on him.
And they took Celtics to 7 games in the Eastern Conference Finals. And need I remind you that if Max Strus's foot was a little smaller, they are going to the NBA Finals.
You know, the other good thing about PJ, unlike Dylan Brooks as a defender, is he actually participates in all of the games as opposed to taking certain games off for penalties.
Yeah, like if there were a way for me to press a button and replace Dylan with PJ. Buddy,
I would do that.
You guys have just bogarted him. This was a segment that initially started about Grizzlies.
Sorry.
Then became about how
PJ
good the Rockets look
grizzly.
And now how the PJ would complete the Rockets.
We sure
I mean, that's
did.
Where you've ended it, that PJ would complete the Rockets.
Well,
because he's the veteran leadership and put you over the type top player you need.
Well, we already know about the Grizzlies.
That's how his brain works, though.
We already know
but
what they are.
But if you show it to him, then we get back in the rail.
I'm ready to move on to the next thing. We already know the Grizzlies have arrived. You know, I'm trying to identify.
Well, let me give you a next thing on the Grizzlies then.
Next story.
No, well, it's not next story. It's part of the same story. Western Conference Finals were bust.
Now we're back to Western Conference Finals are bust.
Anything less, disappointment.
Mm.
While the rest of the West all has serious questions, you have stabilized at a time where, you know, Ja Morant's coming back, you're playing good ball, Jaren Jackson Jr. playing the best offense he's played, continues to dominate defensively. You just look around. And if you're talking about holding down the 2 seed, so we'll get back to it, because what on Friday night, you've got the Houston Rockets. Who's Sacramento got on Friday? It's somebody tough. Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That lead is at 2 now. You could open it up to 3. You're talking about holding down 2 seed. Then you're talking about home court through the first 2 rounds. Again, who's going to be there at, 7? You can't say, because everything's so tight. Really, all the way down, 5 through 12 is so tight. But you tell me 31-5 at home, 2 more wins breaks the franchise record. This team's dang near where, even if they're down, what was it to Dallas, 16 the other night? if they're at home, it doesn't feel like they can lose right now. Home court, if you're number two through the first two rounds, based on what you see with the rest of the rest, Kevin Durant, we still don't know on. You know, Luka's got this thigh. They go down last night at home to Golden State. Like, who scares you?
Yeah.
Even Denver up there at the top. So back to the point.
I mean, I will say, like, I think the Grizzlies would be favored over these Warriors. It would still be a close series in the second. But I fundamentally agree. If you're telling me no Wiggins, right, and you're telling me this is the version of them and they can't just flip a switch, maybe they can, maybe they can't, I would still take my chances with Western Conference Finals based on what we've seen on tape from Golden State the last month or two. You know, like, I'm not as afraid of them as I was. You know?
Well, I think it's actually might be two on the road for them that they won. You were joking with Drew about winning this last one. I want to say maybe it's two. Like, they are sort of finding something.
Well, maybe.
Again, that's a small sample size. That said, my point, home court, I think, is what makes me feel the best about advancing to a Western Conference Finals.
They won at Houston, which doesn't really count.
But still, though, that's two now. Houston and Dallas, they had lost 11 in a row on the road.
Right.
So, I mean, it was critical. They, you know,
Clay had 29, Steph had 30 against Houston.
Yeah, I'm giving you ammo, frankly, that maybe they've, quote-unquote, found something. Again, it's against some dogs. I want to tell you that Dallas didn't even have Kyrie last night. It was just back to one.
Yeah, but I mean, the problem with the Warriors is that when Wiggins is not in, like, now you're depending on DiVincenzo.
Well, and what is Wiggins giving him by the time he gets back? Like, he's been gone a while at this point.
We don't know if he will.
If he comes back.
Yeah, I don't think he will.
So expecting some great change or correction on their part, if you know, with Wiggins coming back, put a lot on his shoulders. He was a heck of a player for them in the playoffs last year.
Yeah.
But he's been down. He's been out a while now. And who knows if that personal issue gets cleared up. Is anybody talking about that publicly, or is that just kind of off limits?
Well, Draymond Green slammed those rumors yesterday.
Okay.
There were some rumors out there.
So what's the truth?
Nobody
More
knows.
More to come.
Well, the only people that know are inside that building.
Right.
You know. So, I mean, obviously it's something very serious for him to miss these many games.
I think that's why those rumors caught so much fire.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, No
need to discuss them.
Exactly.
Again, that's speculation. But, you know, seriously, hopefully that for Golden State, for Andrew Wiggins and everything, they get him back at a point. It sounds like it's pretty – whatever it is, it must be extremely serious. Anyway, Memphis with a chance starting on Friday night again against this same Houston team to open up that lead even more on Sacramento for the number two seed. You look at the way this team is playing. You look around at the rest of the West. You tell me what's keeping Memphis from going to the Western Conference Finals this year. It's starting to look really good.
Yeah.
Next story.
All right, college basketball news. Obviously, we have the Sweet 16 kicking off tonight. We've talked about that. But there was some coaching news yesterday that does involve a former Memphis Tiger basketball assistant, Micah Shrewsbury, who had spent the last couple seasons at Penn State, to the NCAA tournament this year, won a game against Texas A&M in the first round, and kept it close with Texas there in the second, has accepted the job at Notre Dame. He's from there. He's from Indianapolis. He spent time, I believe, at a South Bend area high school along the journey. So it really just makes a lot of sense. It wasn't a high school. It was Indiana University South Bend.
Okay.
So it was not. It was the other college in South Bend, apparently, that Micah Shrewsbury coached at. So, look, I think Micah is awesome. I think Penn State is a hard job. And to come in there and in only two seasons take it from a perennial mediocrity dweller to an NCAA tournament team, and you win a game, I think that says a lot about his ability and his acumen. And so, look, Notre Dame's a tough job in its own right. It's got some challenges, admissions and NIL and things like that, but it's still Notre Dame. It's still a brand. And so I think, you know, bringing his guys over to that spot will be pretty seamless. So that was the news there. Aki is going. Obviously, with him. What a story that is, by the way. Like, Aki was in the trenches with us during COVID.
Oh, my gosh. He helped us get through.
Joined us every single week without fail. We met his parrot, which he never – did he ever tell us the name of the parrot?
Mm-mm.
I don't think he ever
– maybe I can't – if so, I can't recall.
Yeah, but I do remember him. He moved the parrot, and he was very, very – I guess you would say secretive about the whereabouts.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's so secretive about the
parrot. Didn't want to tell us much about the parrot.
I think he was ashamed.
I don't know if he was ashamed or if there was some.
You kept making fun of it.
Well, I think there might have been some nefarious, you know,
what
things
was he
going
doing
on. I don't know. Maybe Aki could be a parrot trafficker. I don't know. But he did not like to talk about it. But he is, you know, he was out of the game. I mean, he was doing interviews with us. He was doing interviews with us during COVID.
And you could make an argument he didn't have anything to gain doing interviews with us.
No. And he has gotten back into the college basketball.
He helped us through.
Micah gave him a chance at Penn State as an assistant, and it's worked out awesome. And so I'm super happy for Aki, who we've gotten to know from his time at Memphis all those years ago. I mean, this is the guy, of course, who recruited Karan Iverson to Memphis. Trying to think of who Dom Woodson he got here to Memphis. Michael Dixon he was big on. Trying to think who else he was big on in the recruiting.
Randall Brody.
Oh, Brody. Yeah, we don't talk about the L's.
I give him a hard time about Randall, but
no, it was funny.
You named out some good ones.
We actually were on the phone yesterday, and we were going through his time at Memphis.
Yes.
And he said, "Who?" He said, you know, he's got that thick New York accent, you know. He's like, who was that dude I got at the last minute, the little point guard? I said, DeMarnie Cunningham, bro. He said, man, he started laughing.
DeMarnie, even Aki recognizes that's on his list.
And then we got into Chioza, which is, I think that was the same class, by the way. Memphis got a little guard not named Chioza in 2014. Crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy things going on.
Yeah, we've reminded them over and over what a mistake.
And I reminded him again. I reminded him again yesterday. Now, of course,
I was hoping but he hadn't been back in the game long enough that he had built up enough that maybe you could interview for the Penn State job.
No,
you
know? I don't think so. Yeah, I don't think he hadn't
He hadn't built up enough equity again. But I'm telling you, I know it for him. He's gonna be a head coach again.
Oh, I truly do. I think you go to Notre Dame, you start to kill it, you recruit well.
Yeah.
You know, you're on your way. Yeah, they were 14-17 a year ago. And from a year ago to today, they went from that to 23-14, Big Ten championship final in the tournament, and you win a game in the NCAA tournament. That's a pretty damn impressive turnaround.
Mm-hmm.
That's as good as it gets in college basketball, folks. And they didn't have some great big recruiting class either, by the way. They just had Jalen Pickett, and they had some experience.
Has he ever been ahead?
No, I don't think so.
No. I don't know why I was wanting to have him at a small school before he went big time D1.
Yeah. But look,
no, you're right. He's been a lifetime assistant.
His chance should come.
I hope so. He interviewed for Buffalo, but they gave it to Hurley.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Back during the Tigers.
Who's staying at Arizona State, by the way.
Yep.
He's not getting Providence because Kim English is getting Providence.
You got all the coaching carousel news.
Yeah.
Good hire.
You like Kim English?
We all do.
Yeah.
I haven't heard anyone say they doubt Kim English.
I like the idea. I just don't – he's very new. He's still very new and unproven in many ways to me. Like, I think he makes sense. He's energetic, young, get that, former player, NBA, all that. I understand. I just – I'm not sold, but he doesn't have a huge track record as a head coach. He's only got, two seasons at George Mason. So – I'm just less, but he's put the work in, I guess, as an assistant. He's been around for a long time. He was at Tulsa. He was at Colorado. He was at Tennessee. And in the limited George Mason action that I have seen over the last 2 years, I did say to myself, that's a good and a well-coached team. I think they finished fourth in the A-10 this year, turning in the right direction there. So I get it. It's Providence. You know, it's not like you have this great long list of people that are trying to be the coach there. Certainly, I don't think many that are going to be more qualified or accomplished than Kim.
Rick Barnes' first two jobs, George Mason, Providence.
How about that? And he worked with Rick Barnes.
Yep.
So where did Rick Barnes go after that? Texas?
From Providence, he went to Clemson, then Texas. Okay. 4 years at Clemson.
Okay. All right, he's doing the Rick Barnes career path.
Barnes is pouring into that young man.
Yes, he is. He is. But that's the real quick, last thing on the coaching carousel. Ed Cooley says, he said it was divine providence that he wound up at Georgetown.
Wow.
Which I thought was an unnecessary needle there. Also, he said anything is possible at Georgetown if I'm the head coach.
Meaning
cap or
anything
no cap.
Is that also saying that anything isn't possible at Providence because these resources now I can win a national championship? Is that what I'm hearing in those words?
The implication, perhaps. Yeah. Well, maybe it's
Is it cap or no cap? Now you're asking me, is it cap or no cap that anything is possible at Georgetown? That's the other question.
Yeah, no, I'm asking. I'm just going to keep it to the Georgetown piece. Can he make Georgetown a championship brand again?
I mean, Ed Cooley hasn't won big.
Right. He's got one Sweet 16 to his name.
Yeah. Hadn't been to a Final Four.
Yep.
That said, though, I do think you can revive this brand. They've clearly shown they got the resources to, and the want to do it, mm-hmm. and what they're paying them and everything else. I think the brand can be revived.
Yeah. I think he'll do a good job. Like, if you
it's so easy to get set up for the tournament because of that conference.
Right.
All you got to do is get competitive.
Just be.
And then it's just like playing the Big 12 in a way. And just every other night, you're going to have
with St. John's.
An opportunity against a ranked opponent where, again, you just, you know, that's what it's set up to do. And then so you give yourself year after year tournament a chance in that tournament. Yeah. I mean, can he get it back to where it was, you know, prior to the thing just falling off? Yeah. Can he get it to a championship level? That's going to be tough.
Yeah. I mean, 500 probably won't get you in, but I mean, Providence was 13-7.
I think of him as a good coach. I don't think of him as a Final Four type. But again, can he do it? Sure, from Georgetown, you can do it from Georgetown.
Yeah, no, he did a good job at Providence, right? Like he got them the pink uniforms. Like
he maximized it to me, like what you can do there.
He'll do that at Georgetown.
The pink uniforms, I mean.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like he's good marketing, right? He's good at the non-basketball stuff, too.
I got another coaching question to ask you. You got more?
All I have.
What about Dana at Oregon? Did you see that stuff he was talking about? I'd be in junior college ball. I'll go do it. He basically said, fire me.
Yeah, he did. I think he definitely is over it. Yeah.
Never heard a coach do that, a sitting
coach.
Well,
because he was unhappy with
the attendance
crowd,
right?
Against Wisconsin in the NIT.
That's a heck of a story. You hear coach so frustrated by it afterwards. He's like, man, I ain't no promoter now. I'm here to coach basketball. Y'all want a promoter in here? Let me go.
It sounded like Tubby, man. It really did. It reminded me of those years. Oregon basketball could and should be so much better.
That's
what
got me
thinking
when you're talking about the uniforms. I was thinking about different variety of uniforms in Oregon. Lord knows they got them.
I was actually watching that game because I had Wisconsin +4. I don't think the crowd was bad. It's an NIT game.
It was 33, I think they said.
Yeah, it was an NIT game, though. Yeah. Like, who cares?
Not when you've, you know, done what they've done under him. That's not the...
Exactly. Like, you can't go to the NCAA tournament more times than not.
And he's had some runs.
Yeah, I want to say he's been, you know, to Elite Eight. Has he been to a Final Four?
Definitely been to Elite Eight. I was questioning whether he's been to a Final Four.
I don't know.
Didn't they make it one year?
They might have. I can't remember off the top of my head. But they've been in the tournament more years than not. They went to the Final Four in 2017.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, they went to the Final Four in 2017. So you can't go from Final Fours to NITs and expect people to be happy and excited about it. Right?
Exactly.
And what did they do? Yeah, they haven't been to the NCAA.
No, it's two straight years.
Yeah, two straight years. So now people are starting to get disenchanted with
you. My thing would be read the room, Dana. Like they're down for a reason. Yeah, they made the tournament in 2 years. They want to go to Final Fours and make deep runs again.
Oregon has made a Final Four more recently than Kentucky, just to put that into perspective. so, yeah, it's I don't know. It's
remember
it's,
we had Dana on one time talk about Grizzlies taking Dylan Brooks.
That was electrifying.
He ain't no promoter, as he told
you. That's what he said. He said, I'm not here to promote Dylan Brooks.
He was just nice enough to come on, wasn't he?
Yeah. I heard some never mind. I'm not going to say that. But yes,
about Dana or about Dylan? I couldn't tell there. I heard when you said that.
No, it's about college basketball. I can't say it yet. I don't want to blow up anybody's spot. I don't want to blow up anybody's. I apologize.
Well, should Oregon move on from Dana Altman when he's called them out, basically?
Yes.
It's hard to get any excitement again.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's time. You know, it is what it is. I mean, you've gone to the NIT two straight years. You know, you're not happy with the way it's going. I can't imagine the fans are happy with the way it's going. So everything has a shelf life, my man. Everything has a everything eventually runs its course. He's been there since 2010, you know, 13 years. Probably time to just roll. Go coach you some Blinn College basketball, Dana.
He just talking there. He'll take the
Southeast Community College. Southwest Community College. Come on down.
Now, I'm sure he does have a lot of money put up.
Who's coaching Southwest right now? Who is it?
Oh, man, you put me on the spot. I could tell you Mo Miller is one of the assistants. He's a brother. Oh, man, but I can't think of his name.
Jarrett Stevens.
Stevens, yeah. And they went, I want to tell you, they had a heck of a year. We're close to the.
They doing a good job?
Did they make the national tournament? I say they were right there close to it.
I mean, dude, that's something that you're going to know.
I can tell you this. Oh, the other assistant down there? I can tell you the assistant staff better than I can the head coach. The other assistant down there this year was K.J. Lawson.
K.J. Lawson's an assistant at Southwest?
Yeah, with Mo Miller, former Raleigh, Egypt, and Georgia Tech standout.
Also, more coaching news?
Yeah, Jarrett Stevens. That's
Willie Kemp is the new Whitehaven basketball coach.
Man, you just dropping all the. That's right. I saw that yesterday. What a great thing.
Yeah, he got into it.
Now, he replaces a Tiger, too, in Fred Horton, I believe.
Is that true?
I guess Fred was there.
Yeah.
He got it after Faraji.
Okay.
But I've still got my nose to the prep.
Willie's clearly angling a couple years there, and then he get on the Tiger bench, right? I mean, that seems to me to be the path. He's already been there as a GA, so now you do two or three years.
He did Tigers. He did LeMoyne.
Yep.
And now he's doing this. He's very smart.
He was an assistant at LeMoyne, though, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, underneath Bonzi.
Yeah, so now he's going to be a head coach. He's going to learn the way there at the high school ranks, and then in two or three years he'll get the job with Penny. That's the way I feel like that's going to go. And why hasn't Antonio Anderson tried it? I mean, I guess he has tried to do it. He's interviewed. They have an opening. That would be a route I would consider. But I'm not trying to tell anybody what to do.
Did you say if they have an opening?
Yeah, if they have an opening.
Oh, yeah, I thought that they said that. They could.
I did hear.
Will Frank Haith be around?
Yeah, I think that's probably the one. Is there a job that might open as an assistant? Like, is there going to be a? Because we talked about this earlier in the week. If you're Frank and you didn't get any nibbles this year as a head coach, well, then your only option probably is to go up a level in the Power Five and latch on with the successful staff there and try to get a look that way. So I don't know. If that
actually makes a lot of sense, just because this year with the team that you had,
yeah.
you're hoping, you yeah. know, and deep run was sure possible, and right
and
there,
the league
and then
gets
you,
worse,
you
right?
go off that. League gets worse,
yeah.
be tougher. You're younger, even though we know they're going to bring in some transfer portal
yeah,
guys.
So he may, you know, look, whether it's
interesting,
one of these new, I don't know if it's
and, and Penny always keep an assistant opening, like that's you, you know, that's
bro,
a, that's year to year,
bro. They don't ever
so it would
stay
play right into that,
like yeah. that, yeah, like the, that staff does not stay the same.
Borman
ever.
And Faraji ain't going anywhere.
I don't know.
Borman's
well, no.
got the players coming.
Faraji's not in demand, and Borman has Nasir Cunningham ties. So
who? What kind of sexy? You know. Remember Nolan, he went after? You got Haith, we all liked. You had Larry at one point. Like, what could you do there with that spot? Who's the
– If Frank leaves?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is there, like, a guy attached to, like, a player that I could go get, you know, like a father of a player?
I think it might be time for that, although we know Penny can reach out and touch anybody just because of the fact that this is what it kind of goes to what you said about success or failure this year. We're talking about Penny Hardaway
mm-hmm.
and the kind of what we've learned about him as a coach. You know, it's always helpful to have those guys that have been through it and have you. You had Larry, you had Frank Haith. I don't know that he necessarily needs it anymore.
Yeah.
So if it's a guy that's tied to a player more so than that, you know, old
that's gonna
hand
help you more.
As opposed, right?
It just is.
It could help you more at this point. Penny knows what he's doing.
Yeah, I think that's totally right. I think if if you're him, you've learned enough. From Larry, and
I mean that's
Frank
why Borman's here for tied to player, you know.
Yes,
that could be more productive than having that old hand former head coach
mm-hmm.
pouring into Penny.
But also, like think of
we've
it.
We've talked
like,
about from a narrative standpoint.
You know, transfer portal too. Like somebody that might be connected to a transfer portal. Kid. That's if it's going to be a 1 year arrangement, either way, right?
Oh, you'd have to be good though.
Yeah, you can't just
like you'd have to be the best guy in the transfer portal, top
yeah,
five like, guy in the transfer
I'd
portal.
I'd have to be, for sure, I'd have to be like a 20-point-a-night dude.
I'd do it, though, for that.
Oh, yeah, like I'm not above that. I mean, I think, you know.
Hey, man, how big is Mikey? Did you say he's small the other day? Somebody was hitting me up afterwards saying Mikey ain't as small as you made him out to be.
Okay, well, I mean,
he's bigger than Kendrick, isn't he? I mean, significantly. In terms of body, he's 6'3"?
He is listed.
6'2", 6'3"?
Mikey Williams is listed at 6'2", 185. That's not a big dude. I mean.
No, but he's bigger than Kendrick.
I mean, he's bigger than Kendrick, but I mean, that's
no,
not.
No,
the...
no, you don't. But when you I think some people heard you say small, and they were like, just tell John he's not that small.
6'2 is a small guard. I mean, it's not the smallest.
Dude is strong, though. You've seen him. Like, he's not tiny.
Right. He's
Kendrick
not.
Kendrick's 5'10, 5'11.
Fair. He's not Kendrick
yeah,
Davis.
He's more like what you see in college basketball.
But he's not Damian Ball.
No.
You know?
No, like, he's Damian's stretchy.
Yeah.
He's a long 6'4", is he not?
Like when I think like,
long 6'3", 6'4".
That's my prototype guard is the way
Mike is
Damian
strong.
Ball
he ain't just some
together.
Tiny little diminutive.
No, he's like a
pal dude though.
No, fair enough. He's a medium. He's a medium guard.
He's going to come in here and punch on you where you've been talking. Dunk that thing ferociously.
He's
for about five games.
Is that fair to say he's a medium-sized guard? What he is. 6'2", 185.
What was Boogie? How much he weigh?
Boogie was a medium-sized guard.
It's about that. That's what I'm saying. That's what, when you said those numbers. Was Boogie 185, though?
I think he might have been a little more than that.
Okay.
Yeah, let's see. Boogie Ellis today is, he's 6'3", 185.
I thought those numbers
Boogie was a little bigger. Boogie was a little, I mean, an inch taller, right? As those things go. But yeah, I mean,
I'm eager to see with Mikey, because Penny's even saying, I want to get him here earlier. Do you get him in June? A guy's got his own, you know, at the first high school to have a shoe deal. You know, as much as he's got with the social media following and all that, is a guy like that ready to report in June? Because it is going to be key. Getting these transfers in early, getting these freshmen on board early, so that you've got, you know, that pecking order established earlier than what you've done previous to this season. I think Penny's decided, yeah, that's the formula. And like you said, the question on what he's learned, you were pointing that out to me earlier this week. Was that I got to start earlier?
Yep.
So getting Mikey and the transfers all in as soon as possible.
Yep.
Seems like the way he wants to go. Hopefully that happens for him.
Yeah, so anyway, that's the news on college basketball coaching carousel. Busier maybe than we expected it to be.
I got one more.
Next story.
Is C.J. Stroud going to be the number one pick in the NFL draft? It's certainly looking like it, no?
Yes.
Carolina, their owner, they watched him among many other NFL teams on his pro day, obviously. And I'll quote McShay, who said, was there to see C.J. Stroud's pro day. Said he wasn't perfect, but he was brilliant. Talking about C.J. Stroud, not Bryce Young, it seems to me like, and I think even if you look at Vegas in the sports books, that C.J. Stroud has moved ahead as the pick right now, the favorite to be picked number one by the Carolina Panthers, who obviously dealt up, moved up with the Bears to get that pick. Is it the right one? We'll see. Bryce's pro day, I believe, is today. If I'm not mistaken, what he can show in that at this point is that
it is, yeah. And he's not weighing. By the way, today I've read that. Did you guys see that?
Well, you don't.
He's not weighing.
Probably because he hasn't eaten anything since he beefed up.
He liked his 205.
Yeah, you keep the 205 is what you do. Yeah, you just keep that one. And what was it? 5'10" and a half. 205.
Yeah, he probably had lifts on that day.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So he's going to do the other measurables, but not that one.
They said the only thing that he can really show, and I believe Carolina's owner is going to that one as well, and he's going to be at Richardson's pro day and everything else. The only thing that Bryce can show, you remember that shoulder was hurt end of the season, so they want to see the arm strength. But otherwise, we know. I mean, he's magic in terms of touch when it comes to ball placement and everything else. But listen, the difference for me was – McShay talking about C.J. Stroud's pro day and everything he showed sounded like, in terms of the passer that he was, putting in a position for the receivers not just to catch it but to keep on moving with it. He sounded like what we've said all along about Bryce. These killer instincts as a passer and everything else. He sounded like that when talking about Stroud. So I don't know. I say all that to say if Bryce at this point can turn it back. Because, again, if you're now giving C.J. brilliant passer status, well, he's also got the size on Bryce already. And that's why I think ultimately what it's going to come down to for Carolina in making this pick is that you say, well, if you're telling me from everything I've seen in the workouts and everything else that C.J. Stroud is an elite passer and can be, you know, or will be soon, and to go with the size, dude, with Bryce's size questions,
yep,
you take Stroud one.
No doubt.
Seems to me, too.
That's why you trade up, right? I mean, that's ultimately why you do it, because you have a conviction.
Well, and the Texans could have come to that conclusion that they want C.J. Stroud, so you had to move ahead of them. You know, exactly. You had to come on up.
Yeah, I hate it because, you know, unfortunately, C.J. just played a little too damn well in that semifinal.
Correct.
I mean, that's really what
he came down to. That's where he did it to me.
And it's not like this
started
is like
the process.
It's not like this is
Bryce.
Some Sugar Bowl game against a Big 12 defense. I mean, that's Georgia. That's the best defense in college football. And
well, you saw how good they were 2 weeks
pros.
Later. Yeah,
yeah, like exactly right. And he showed something that he had not previously shown, which is his mobility. For a few years in the NFL, right? I expect he'll lean on it, and it'll help him make that transition. So, yeah, I'm again. It's hard with quarterbacks because you can feel good about them because they're college and then you get to the NFL. But I think this dude has the things you need.
I hope he's
successful.
Got the right guy in Frank Reich.
Yeah.
Everybody keeps saying that dude's great with quarterbacks. But
he was with Luck, I mean, at least.
Had been lately.
Right?
Yeah.
He was with
Luck. We gave him that status as whisperer.
Yep.
I don't know that he's earned it of late, but he certainly has the resume.
Yeah, I mean, do I think there's a small chance that Anthony Richardson could go number one? I do because of his
what?
Well, just because his specs, right? His physical tools. I could see it. I'm not betting on it, but I could see that happening. All four of those guys, or at least three of the four, are going to be gone before the fifth pick.
That looks like it's happening.
Yeah, like somebody's gonna draft Richardson and take a gamble, and it may pay off brilliantly, and it may be like He may be, you know, I don't want to just make a racial comparison here. I want to maybe he's Josh Allen, right? What'd Josh Allen go? 10th, 7th, something like that?
Something like that.
Yeah. I think he went 7th. I think Josh Allen went 7th. And at the time, people would have said, come on, man. He played at Wyoming.
Yeah, he couldn't hit the side of a barn.
You know,
accuracy was a big question.
And Josh Allen is, I mean, every team in the NFL, maybe other than one, would like to have two. I'll give you two.
What's awesome is that you're stuck with a guy you don't even like in Garoppolo. So you're not going young. You're not even playing to tank.
No, we're stuck in
so
the
you can go for Caleb.
Purgatory. Yeah, it's brutal.
And you're going to have to deal with it. And I think it's because it's karma. It's all so, the trolling you have done in terms of with other franchises.
Well, don't worry. The Titans will be right there with my ass. They'll be mediocre as hell, too. They're going to be a 6-win team, 7-win team, not contend for the division. Watch the Jags just keep going up, 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 up. Damn. That's who I root for now. I'm a Jags fan. That's what I identify as.
You feel like you're a KC fan up in here where you hold Patrick's.
When it comes to playoff time,
you know what?
You know that. You know that for sure.
You love holding his draws.
Well, you take Joe Burrow's thong, you put it on your head. I'll keep Mahomes over here.
Bro.
His jock strap.
I am more Justin Fields, my own fan, than I am Joe Burrow. I respect Joe Burrow, and you should respect him.
But we in the same
young
boat.
Young man took y'all down in the playoffs a couple years ago.
We are in the same boat. Whereas we have other teams to watch come playoff time, right? Like we go end
not,
up in
not
the
me much
same
longer.
Destination.
I'm going to be inviting you and Brad again over for a big playoff game, big Bear playoff game. We're going to get over the pass.
Where can I bet?
We're going to get over double doink. We're going to have y'all back in. Everything will come full circle. Everything will be right again.
Where can I bet no on that? I'm betting
not
no.
Not this year.
I'm hammering. I'm
it's
just saying,
coming soon.
I'm
it's
saying even if they make it,
my city.
Not,
yeah.
It will be.
Even if they make
Arlington.
It, you will not invite us over to your
No, it's going to be a parade inside Cordova Club, right? That inside Cordova Club, y'all invited. We're gonna get over, you know, the
We're going to not bring
that,
video.
That was
no
Trubisky
video.
And the
and,
double
door. I have learned exactly what the protocol
yeah,
is
it was
for
a
this.
Setup.
And I'm excited about it, and I don't want to preemptively accept anything that hasn't been offered yet.
Told you.
The fact that you're going here, though, super excited about this.
Guys, we have a long time to prepare for this.
we're up pretty early.
All right.
Don't try to rain on my parade
the
here,
Bears
bro.
The Bears do one good thing, and we're talking about
we've done a lot of good things here to put ourselves in this position. We've done a lot of good things to put ourselves
bro
in this
position.
Bro
already got the catering menu out.
He does.
Very excited.
Spitacopita?
Last time I sold y'all short, and I fed y'all that process.
That
stuff.
Was good.
We didn't go out and get anything.
A whole charcuterie.
This time. So I put all my efforts into it.
That's ridiculous.
And that will help get me a win.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, a win.
Yeah.
A win. Y'all will have a win.
Just a playoff win at that point will be big progress, John.
Yeah, we have a lot of things to work through before we get quite there. But I appreciate
don't
the
try
optimism.
To bring me down.
I like what you guys have done. I think I think the excitement level should be way higher for you than me, and it is.
Y'all still gonna win more games this year. You and Fitz.
But
are wrong
that's the opposite
I know,
of what I want to do.
Y'all's argument was excitement.
The opposite of what I want to do is win more games than you because we're not going to make the playoffs with this group, dude. We're just not. They're you know, even with Devontae Adams and Renfro and Jacobs, like we're not making the playoffs unless they just smash Bruce Pearl style every single draft pick they have.
Go get Hendon Hooker then late.
I don't want Hendon Hooker, man,
dude. What are you talking about? He might end up
Hendon
working
Hooker?
Out for you.
For what?
What about the bum that the Niners drafted, Mr. Irrelevant last year? Come Purdy ends up starting late there.
We already established that.
I'm saying you might find one
Purdy.
Later on.
That's
you
all
might,
about the line and the weapons.
You
and
might
the defense.
Find excitement later on. That's what I'm saying. You might as well get you a quarterback now, since you're not going to be in those Caleb sweepstakes next year.
Man,
try one of these later picks. No, because you're not going to be able to get one with the 7.
Hendon Hooker is
all
not
the big
gonna
ones
be
are going to be
starting
gone.
Quarterback in this league. Man.
All I'm saying is you might as well try with one of these second, third
well,
tier guys.
We're going to draft one. I mean, it's him. It's the Tanner McKee kid from Stanford.
Because the plan clearly is not to tank.
Exactly.
So, but you better have an option behind Garoppolo.
Stupid, man. I can't stand
So have Garoppolo raise up the kid and maybe you got something.
The truth
in
is,
a couple of years.
And this is the reality of it, and we'll go to break. But the reality is that as long as Mark Davis owns that franchise, we will not contend for champion. And I've accepted it. I fought it.
That's why he took the cheap option with Garoppolo. That's because y'all cash poor.
I fought it, and I saw, you know, Al's gone now. It'll be a new regime, and it's just the same. It's just the same clown show, sadly, that it has been for the last – as long as I can remember. So, anyway, draft should be super intriguing. Who goes number one overall? Should be interesting. We'll come back. Jeff Caulker is going to join us at 1:25. We'll talk to him about Ja Morant's return last night. Talk to him.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
The Tiger season. Shoot 360 is one of my favorite places in the Memphis area. I love basketball, and I wish this was around when I was a young lad, because that's where I would have spent all my time. Maybe I wouldn't be here. Maybe I'd have been somewhere else. Maybe I'd have been joining Jason for an interview. Or more accurately, saying no to Jason for an interview. You are not. I'm not coming on your show. You're too critical of me.
You won't be relevant.
So I'm not coming on your little mediocre show. So if you got somebody in the house that loves basketball, take them to Shoot 360. They'll fall in love. And also, maybe you got a birthday coming up. It's a perfect place to have a birthday party. You can rent out the full facility, a couple courts, lots of packages, 85 Market Center Drive in Collierville.
We're going to see a future star in there, too, because this is the place. This is the future of basketball training in Memphis. And who knows, maybe it's your young one, your boy, your girl, your niece, your nephew, who is going to be that star. They certainly have the tools out at Shoot 360, everything they need. John's mentioned the equipment. They've got the development coaches. They've got the weight training. They can get bigger, stronger, faster, better at the game out there. They're going to have a ton of fun doing it. It's not going to break the bank for you as a parent, for you as, like we said, an uncle or an aunt. They've got a bunch of membership packages. Check them out. Just check out the building itself. As soon as you walk in, you realize you're in a basketball haven. It's the future basketball training in Memphis. Like we like to say, the future's now. At U360, you need to go see them at 85 Market Center Drive in Collierville. You'll love it.
Are you a big believer in serendipity?
No.
You don't believe in serendipity? I'm not talking about the movie with who was in that, Sandra Bullock.
Bullock, man. I don't know why you always go. We ain't talking about Reggie Bullock. It's Sandra Bullock. Stop bringing Reggie Bullock into this.
That's how you can tell I don't ever watch movies anymore. I just pronounce everything like sports player.
Is that who it was, though?
No, it was Kate Beckinsale.
See, you're terrible with that lately.
It was Kate Beckinsale and John Cusack. Yeah.
I don't think I ever saw it.
Anyway.
But this is not about the movie.
No, it's not. I actually am a believer in serendipity. Maybe it's like a greater faith thing. But I bring this up because did you see the story with Foster Moreau yesterday?
No.
So Foster Moreau is a former Raiders tight end who hit free agency. They decided not to keep him this offseason. Decided not to re-sign him and let him test the market. Well, he does that. He goes to New Orleans to potentially reunite with Derek Carr, which makes a lot of sense, and Dennis Allen, former Raiders coach. And he's about to sign. He's about to agree to terms. So as you go through these negotiations, you have to obviously get a physical. And he gets the physical with the Saints, and it turns out that he has Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Wow.
Yeah. They discovered that he had Hodgkin's lymphoma through this routine physical, and now he is stepping away from football to fight the disease. But he says he's going to go kick this thing's ass and get back to doing what I love. And it's just one of those things where if he re-signs with the Raiders, I don't know if you have to take a physical. I don't know how that works if you re-sign with the same team. Maybe you do, maybe you don't. But what if he had been drafted a year later? and his free agency had not come up until a year later, right? Like, what if it was a year before? What if, you know, so I know it's one of those things people say, get your physical. But it's like, it's insane to think about the chain of events, you know, to find out that you have this, you know, this cancer, and now you at least have a chance to fight it. Like, it's crazy. It's mind-blowing, the butterfly effect there.
Yeah. I mean, that's
it's bad and it's awful, but it's in a way, right? It's like, wow, like, I would have never known this if he doesn't go, right? If the Raiders decide to keep him, you know, and they just, you know, extend him or pick up his eye, or, you know, whatever, you know, like, it's
there's not another physical there, though, when you do the.
Well, it might have been an option deal. Mm. It might have just been.
And I
think they declined it the year before. That's usually how it works.
Gotcha.
And then you hit the market if they don't pick it up. It's possible.
That's not just, there wouldn't have been another.
If you re-sign, probably, you know, if you're going to be like a long-term deal, you know, but still, I mean, it's just the timing of it too. Like, what if he had been a year younger or a year older?
What'd y'all do with Josh? Franchise him?
Yeah.
Would that require a physical? With where he was in his contract after turning down the last?
I would think not. Do you get a physical every year in the NFL? I don't know.
Well, but if you're franchising a guy, don't you need to know though?
Yeah. I would say get your physical.
Yeah.
I need to make sure, you know, and you need to know.
That's
like,
be my point. There'd be a reset.
Right. There. If you anything you are signing, right, 1 year, 2 year, right, 3 year beyond, I need to make sure, and you need to, and you owe it to yourself to know, hey, you have or don't have.
Surely there was a there. You have Josh do a physical there.
But
especially have a season that you used him as much as you did.
Exactly.
No, that's a tough. But in this case, it's fortunate that it was found. That's the bottom line. That's the thing that matters most here.
But yeah, the 5-year survival rate for patients diagnosed with Hodgkin lymphoma is now about 90%. So, you know, you catch it early enough,
but
right?
That's
you
can the treat key it. Is catching it.
And it seems like he was able to. And so that's just one of those, like, that's a mind blowing chain of events. Like, you're initially like, oh my god, I have cancer, and then the second part of that is, I would have never known had I not had to go through this process, you know. Because let's be real, the average person is not getting a physical. They're not. I don't get a physical. You don't get a physical.
You're probably not in an age where you need to
worry
about it.
But that's what everybody says, though. That's what everybody says. I'm not at it. I'm not at an age where I need to get it. I don't feel bad.
Our insurance handles it. I do it annually.
Yeah. Like,
how long have you been doing it annually, though? Like, at what age did you start?
As soon as I started working 18 years ago for Odyssey and I saw the benefits package, I started doing that. 18 to 20.
Yeah, so you were in your 30s when you started.
Yeah, when I was John's age is when I really got serious.
Or late 20s,
I guess. Well, now they say, you know, colon cancer is on the rise in people under the age of, I think, 40 or 50.
My doctor last year told me to get a colonoscopy at 46, and I was like, bro. And then my wife, who is an insurance business.
Well, I think 45 is the colonoscopy. Yeah, or 40s, maybe.
I'm considering that I will be getting one early.
Like, the
they love those copays, but... Yes.
The rumblings now are that colon cancer could like jump to the top in terms of the most deadly, you know.
You need to get checked.
Why is that happening?
I don't know. I think it's maybe because the processed food that Americans eat. I mean, right? I mean,
in the end, it has to be, right?
You got to do what Jason did. You got to bend over and talk to your doctor about LeBron's legacy.
The fact is, I probably need to go back and do that again.
Parade inside my city.
But I haven't been back since.
Was that a colonoscopy?
No, he's just checking my prostate.
Oh, okay, but you were on top of it.
I've not done a colonoscopy.
Pull down your trousers and your underpants.
You've done a colonoscopy?
No, I've done prostates.
No, I think a colonoscopy
is...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world.
Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.